Welcome to the CompuSchmooze podcast. This is episode 23 for April 17th, 2008. In this edition of the CompuSchmooze podcast, we have our interview with Jeff Pulver of PulverTV.com talking about his commitment to investing in emerging companies with new technology in Israel. I'm your host, Steve Lubetkin. Thanks for joining us. Hi, everybody. As you probably know, I write the CompuSchmooze technology column that appears monthly in the Jewish Community Voice of Southern New Jersey, on the web with a new website at jewishvoicesnj.org. And in the next episode of the CompuSchmooze podcast, we'll bring you an interview with the voice editor, Harriet Kessler, about the remake of the Voice website into an interactive website featuring news and features from the newspaper. This podcast is a supplement to my CompuSchmooze column. Of course, it provides me an opportunity to bring you the interviews that I'm conducting as I write the newspaper column for the Voice. And I'm happy to report that CompuSchmooze podcast is now sponsored. It's brought to you by GoToMeeting.com. There used to be only two ways that you could meet for business. You could meet over the phone or you could meet in person. And now, those of you using computers know there's a better way. Use GoToMeeting to meet online. With GoToMeeting, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So you get the best of both worlds. It's like meeting in person, but without wasting the time and money of traveling. Best of all, your conference calls will be more effective. And even better than that, you can try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 days. With our special offer, you visit www.gotomeeting.com/tech podcasts, all one word. That's gotomeeting.com/tech podcasts, and you can get that free 30-day trial. We hope you'll do it and help out our sponsor because they're helping us out. And now let's talk about the podcast today. We're going to be speaking with Jeff Pulver. As you may know, Jeff is a new media entrepreneur. He hosts a series of breakfasts about social media all over the world. And in between the breakfasts and the conferences he produces and everything else he does, Jeff is an investor. He invests in companies doing cool things with technology, especially companies that are based in Israel. And since we are a Jewish publication and we talk about technology, what's better than having a conversation about Israeli companies that do technology? Earlier this year, I went to Jeff's Princeton social media breakfast and had a chance to sit down with him to talk about his frequent travels to Israel and his interaction with Israeli technology companies.
We are at the second of the 2008 Jeff Pulver social media-style breakfasts. We're in Princeton with Jeff. Jeff, you are going to Israel, and you go to Israel several times a year. How did you get involved in investing in companies in Israel? What is your investing activity about, and what kind of cool Israeli companies are you finding out about?
So I first discovered Israel as a high-tech capital personally back in 1995 when I first started using voice on the Internet, although back then we called it Internet telephony. And I was just a user, a hobbyist of the technology, and ironically, about a year and a half later, I ended up starting to create my own conferences about the future of communications. And these evolved into what's become the trade show for internet communications and known commonly as VON. And over the years, the VON conferences have brought as many as 10,000 people together. And then they're held twice a year in the United States, they're held in Europe, and they're held in various other countries around the world, including Israel. And a few years ago, when I realized that nobody really ever went back to Israel to thank the Israelis for pioneering voice over IP, I did. And this is a technology that came out of the Israeli military as early as the early 80s, is when the first papers were presented. And it was used in production by the Israeli Air Force in the mid to late 80s in real life. And so in 2005, I ran a high-tech mission to Israel. I brought some friends from Canada and from the States. And we had a ceremony in City Hall in Jerusalem with the mayor of Jerusalem. And we identified 23 people from across the Israeli high-tech industry who in 94, 93, 94, 95 were the ones responsible for making this technology happen. And after that, I came back to Israel the following year, and I held a party, actually, in honor of the Israeli high-tech industry for the summer of 2006. I subsequently did the same thing in 2007, and I have plans to do other type of events, really as a thank you. There's not the business model basically is to pay it forward, to really go to a place and thank the people for what they do and encourage more to come from it. And you know, if I'm ever feeling that I need a direction, if I'm ever looking for inspiration, if I'm ever looking to figure out what's going to happen next in technology, there's no better place that I've ever found to go to other than Tel Aviv, or for that matter, Herzliya, but somewhere around the high-tech capitals in Israel. And yes, there's lots of high-tech in Haifa and in Jerusalem and in wherever you may be. It's just it's a mindset. I kid around with my friends that I think it's just in the water. But whatever it is, it's certainly been a place, and it's not just for a voice on the internet or internet stuff, but it, you know, whether you're going to high-tech, clean-tech, there's lots of innovation and a lot of things happening every day. So my involvement first came from someone who recognized the fact that for 10-plus years, the Israeli high-tech industry were coming to my conferences and basically changing the world. And after a number of years of noticing all these Israeli companies coming to Vaughan, and I might add that ever since the first conference I did, the official language of Vaughan might have been English, but let me tell you, the second language was Hebrew. Because whether you're in the hallways or in the elevators, whether you're in people's booths, everyone's talking in Hebrew. And there are a lot of expat Israelis who have been directly responsible, in fact, incredibly successful in making the future of internet communications happen. So from my perspective, I started looking at investment opportunities throughout the past 11 years, and occasionally at a Vaughan conference, I had a program, I called it Equity Equals Cash, where if somebody couldn't afford to be at Vaughan to exhibit, I would take stock in their company in exchange for booth space. And it's not a very publicized program, but literally probably 100 companies tried it out, and a lot of the companies which were involved were, at the end of the day, something to deal with. Somehow they touched Israeli high tech. And in the past year and a half, what I've done is I've started aggressively following people's dreams. And I run on a personal basis, I run what I call a dream fund, where I take a little bit of money. Typically, it's so little that it's below the radar of any professional venture capitalist or, for that matter, professional angel investor. But I take a little bit of money, and I when I meet with people who are just absolutely brilliant, they don't necessarily have to have any prior business experience. They have to be crazy in a good way. They have to have an idea or something which I can connect with and which I can then see myself. And what I've been doing is investing in their dreams, investing in helping them, giving them the minimum amount of money that they need to take their idea and build a prototype. And from that, I might participate in a follow-on round to help them then get them to the next stage and help them actually build a company. Occasionally, I've run into people with nothing but ideas. Other times, I've run into people who are developers amongst them already themselves, but they need money in order to get to the next step in their development. And that's been working, and working so well that, in fact, during 2008, I'm actually formalizing some of this activity and I'm in process right now of actually raising money for what I call a microfund. A microfund is a fund which, when we're done, hopefully we'll have $3 to $5 million at our discretion to invest, but no investment's going to be initially more than $25,000 to $50,000.
What are some of the technologies that you're seeing coming out of Israel that you like the best?
The best is sort of hard. It's like having multiple kids and saying, who's your favorite child? It varies, and everything shines on its own. But as far as what has my attention, I'd be remiss not to say that right now there's a lot of very interesting things happening in internet video, particularly embedded internet video, where products are being placed in seamlessly in video streams. There are people doing all sorts of mock-ups in how the future of internet video will be watched, how the future of video will be seen on the internet, and what that means. There are people doing social media, social networking applications. There are people that are taking the words of things like the semantic web and making it real. I mean, I have, on occasion, co-invested with venture capitalists when they're investing in friends of mine. When I didn't get in early, but I got in earlier. And, Web 3.0 is a buzzword right now, but I've actually seen people make that happen.
And what's Web 3.0 going to look like from the Israeli standpoint?
I think it's sort of, I can't really describe Web 2.0, but Web 3.0, I think, is, from their perspective, has a lot to do with the semantic web, particularly. And, if you want to look at a person, you can actually look at that person from all angles. And if you're looking for everybody is defined with their own metadata, and if you want to find out everything there is to, the way that Jeff Pulver describes himself on the internet or how he is, you know, whether I'm on what social networks I'm on or what photos I've taken on Flickr or shared or where what I've said and what I've done, you know, people are working on aggregating that all together in a meaningful manner. So then derivative information can be taken from that and then even be used to be predictive for what's going to happen next. So, you know, in terms of companies, you know, just thinking about some of the companies I'm looking at right now, there are people, some are doing, you know, what would be typically e-commerce, but, you know, with social media in mind. So it's social media, people are leveraging social networks. Facebook application development is big. People trying to make Facebook a safer place, a better place, a stronger place.
Are there any companies you can mention by name, websites we can point people to?
Well, that I've invested in? Sure. I've invested in Innovid, INNOVID .com. They're still stealth. Their website might be not that too revealing, but I was one of the early stage guys there. I invested in SemantiNet. I came on with one of their VCs on that. I invested in Coyote Networks. I invested in called Z Show. I invested in Carbonite. Carbonite's actually an online comic book. It's actually kind of very cool what they're trying to do there. Z Show, if you look at them, may look a lot like Flickr, but they're taking photography and other things and doing, you know, have a social media angle. SemantiNet are the guys doing the Web 3.0 stuff. There are several others that are still so stealth mode they don't really, not looking for publicity. But, you know, my overall goal in the course of this 2008 and the next 3 years is to make, you know, one or two investments per month in startups and to help nurture them. And, you know, I'm hopeful that a bunch of the companies which we're nurturing will actually grow and then have an opportunity to either have an early exit or get funded by a major venture capitalist or major VC funds and grow into whatever their potential is. So, what I really enjoy is meeting the entrepreneurs, seeing the seed of the idea, even help incubate it myself, and see what happens next, and then connect the dots I can to help push the limits on the future. Because I would say while there's never such thing as a sure bet, I've learned never to bet against Israeli high tech.
And you'll be over in Israel how many times this year?
I'm hoping 7. I'll be there in March. I'll be there in April. I'll be there in May for sure. I have different events there. I am looking to produce Jerusalem Rocks 2008 in October. If I get invited back to GeekCon, I'll be there in September. And then Telecom Israel 2008 is in November. So I sort of have March, April, May, September, October, November covered. Whether I'm there June or July, I don't know. And I might end up with a trip in December. I mean, particularly if the fund actually gets funded. Certainly if myself or one of my friends representing the fund will be in Israel probably every month this year.
Sounds good. We'll travel safe and return safe.
Thank you very much.
That concludes our program for today. If you have comments or suggestions about these podcasts, please email me at steve@professionalpodcasts.com. We'd also be pleased to receive audio comments, so you can send us an MP3 file attached to your email, or you can call the podcast comment line. In the U.S., it's +1-856-861-6146. Or in Europe, it's +44-020-7193-6146. For more information on our podcasting and video podcasting services, visit the website professionalpodcasts.com. And we do produce these programs in the studios of Professional Podcasts, LLC, in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Please be sure to support our sponsor, GoToMeeting.com, by taking advantage of our special offer. And again, the special offer is at GoToMeeting.com/tech podcasts, and you get a free 30-day trial. I will be on the road in the next week or so at the New Communications Forum in California, and we'll be posting some podcast reports from that new media venue. So be sure to be listening for some of those special reports. Until then, this is Steve Lubetkin. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you out there on the net. Take good care.